I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for murders that defy explanation, mystery seeking exploration, and shocking secrets that will leave you breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Renee and Evelyn in North Ridgeville playing this round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. Thanks, Jen.
Why don't we go in? No, don't say thanks.
Stevie's
Jen.
Running the board.
What is that?
So we're doing
I am
this.
Not. That's all Tim today.
Okay, fine.
Don't do that.
Renee and Evelyn, how are
don't
you?
We're doing good.
Good. Ready to play the game?
I think so, yeah.
You think so?
Well, I'm nervous because it's Friday, and it always seems like the questions are hardest on Friday.
Yeah, it really does. It really does.
Oh, they really do.
They now hammer us on a Friday.
Now that's going to be in my mind that we're writing tough questions on a Friday. It should be the opposite.
Well, let's hope that it is. Maybe I'm wrong.
Oh, no.
I hope you win.
I didn't think about that. All right. Well, whenever you're ready, ask Jen to leave the room.
Jen, leave the room, please.
I'm leaving the room. Good luck.
He's playing your yodel right now.
Stop doing that! Thank you, Stevie.
Mm-hmm. Tattletale.
I like that one.
All right. You know how the game works. Five questions. Apparently tough on a Friday. Now I'm really, like, sweating and afraid of these questions. All right. Five questions. Just give me that answer before you hear that buzzer. You're trying to win that 600th loss for Jen would be the people's 600th win. You win the people's prize if that was the case. All right. Let's get to it. Producer Stevie keeping track of the studio or keeping track of the studio. That as well. And also keeping track
done
of the
that.
Score. Yeah. You're done with that. We're back. All right. Here we go. Question number one. Browns have officially broken ground on their new domed stadium. Obviously, it's happening in Brook Park. The $2.7 billion stadium is expected to open for the 2029 season. So the current Brown Stadium is located along which great lake?
Lake Erie.
That's not tough.
Nope. Perfect.
Keep them just like that.
I should keep them all like that. All right, let's try this one. Cedar Point, question two, obviously. They're getting more national recognition in USA Today's 10 Best Fan Vote, ranking ninth for the best theme park. Hotel Breakers, by the way, came in second for best theme park hotel. My question to you, at Cedar Point, what is the name of the roller coaster that they opened last year?
Siren's Curse. Did you hear her, Siren's Curse?
I sure did.
Okay.
Question number three. You're right, it would have been help if I would have had a reaction, but I apologize. I'm just excited so far. All right. Question number three. Huge news! As Olivia Rodrigo has announced the Unraveled Tour in support of her upcoming album, You Seem Pretty Sad for a Girl So In Love. The tour kicks off on September 15th with stops in Pittsburgh and also Columbus. No Cleveland stop.
Sad.
What is the name of Olivia Rodrigo's first single from that new album that just dropped last week? Her brand new song. What's the name of it?
Drop Dead.
Question. All right. Question number four. Britney Spears has been charged with misdemeanor DUI involving alcohol and at least one drug. Prosecutors say the charge stems from a March traffic stop, which happened in California, where police say she was driving erratically. Now, Britney Spears has been nominated 8 times for a Grammy. But does she have any Grammy wins? Yes or no?
Yes.
Question number five. Fans have noticed at Taylor Swift's website, something's going on. They put it up and quickly took it down. There was this mysterious countdown. Some fans pointing out that the design of the teaser looked a lot like it had a Toy Story theme. And Toy Story 5 is set to come out in June. I guess we're going to have to see what happens. Speaking of Toy Story, then obviously one of the premier characters is Sheriff Woody. What is Sheriff Woody's last name?
Oh my goodness. There's a snake in my boot.
We're going to see how you did with the five questions, the people's prize up for grabs. Now Jen has to answer those same five questions. All this has happened in 3 minutes. People's prize up for grabs. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. Jen Tui is now back into the room. No more booting her off of the island. We are back downtown. Renee and Evelyn of North Ridgeville answered 5 questions a minute ago. Hey, Stevie, how'd they do?
They got 4.
Oh! 4 correct, Jen!
Good job, guys.
Doing it for the people. $50 gift card to Woodhouse Spa. 4 tickets to the Cleveland Orchestra show. $150 gift card to, you know, City Barbecue.
No.
Up for grabs, Jen. Will you take the barbecue out of their mouth or will they win? We're going to find out.
I don't think that's a nice thing to
don't
say.
Don't word it like that.
Sorry. Mm-hmm. Question number one. Browns.
Jesus.
They have officially broken ground on the new domed stadium that's happening in Brook Park. The $2.7 billion stadium is expected to open for the 2029 season. Now, Jen, yes. the current stadium is located along which Great Lake?
Erie.
I was looking for Lake Erie, but okay. Question number two. Cedar Point is getting more national recognition in USA Today's 10 Best Fan Vote. Ranking number 9 for Best Theme Park. You have Hotel Breakers. They came in 2nd for Best Theme Park Hotel. Which roller coaster at Cedar Point did they open last year?
Ugh. Simon's Curse.
Oh!
I almost said Top Thrill 2. Was Top Thrill 2 last year?
You would
as well?
Have probably remembered better if you would have dangled with me on the ride.
Not a chance.
Dangled right down there.
So
viral
terrifying.
Video.
So terrifying.
Disconnects the track, reconnects. All right, question number 3.
It stuck a lot, I saw.
Would you do it again?
You got good, because I wouldn't do it again.
I feel like maybe the same way. It was a great ride, though. It was definitely a great ride. Mm-hmm. Question.
A little scary.
Question number 3. Olivia Rodrigo has announced the Unraveled tour in support of her upcoming album, You Seem Pretty Sad for a Girl So in Love. The tour kicks off September 25th with stops in Pittsburgh and also Columbus, but no Cleveland stop. What is the name of her first single from that new album that just dropped last week?
Not like ever, like currently?
Just off of the new release, new single from her last album.
It's called Commercial Driver's License.
What is CDL that? Is the name CDL. Of it. It's actually kind of like, and it would be a great song if it was hers. Mm-hmm. Drop Dead.
It's a great song.
It is a great song.
You're behind. Haven't you?
I'm behind.
It's number one everywhere. She's dominating everything.
I was too busy listening to the new Madonna, Sabrina Carpenter.
That was a bad choice.
Well, sorry. Sorry.
Yeah, we didn't ask that.
Yeah, I wish you would have.
although
I literally already forget the name of that. Feel the Beat or something? I don't know.
Question number 4.
Ugh.
Britney Spears has been charged with misdemeanor DUI involving alcohol and at least one drug. Prosecutors say the charge stems from a March traffic stop in California where they say that she was driving erratically. Now, Britney Spears has been nominated 8 times for a Grammy. But does she have a Grammy win?
No.
Yes or no?
Yeah.
She has the one. So that is correct. Question number 5.
Jen, you got to get this one to tie it up.
Stevie, thanks.
People's prize up for grabs.
Mm-hmm. Fans, on the line.
Fans have noticed. Like, if you lose, they're going to win. That happens every day. Really? Question number 5. Fans have noticed that Taylor Swift's website put up and have quickly took down this mysterious content. What's going on? So fans have pointed out the design teaser looked a lot like Toy Story, like the theme. And Toy Story 5 set to come out in June. I guess we're going to see what happens. Speaking of Toy Story, one of the iconic characters, as we know, is Sheriff Woody. What is Sheriff Woody's last name?
I don't know. It's Woody. Sheriff is his first name. Woody Banks. Smith.
I had no. If somebody listening knows this, I am proud of you. I didn't know until I looked up. I had no idea. Sheriff Woody Pride.
Cute.
Final totals.
Renee and Evelyn, 4. Jen, 3.
You did it. You
the people's prize is yours. Jen's 600th loss. It's the people's 600th win. So that means a gift card to Woodhouse Spa. You deserve to be relaxed. That is yours. 4 tickets to the 2026 Cleveland Orchestra show. Those are lawn tickets. And also one $50 gift card to City Barbecue. That is all yours. Congratulations on winning the people's prize.
Oh, my gosh, that's amazing. Thank you.
Tell everybody who you are and tell everybody what you just did.
This is Renee and Evelyn from North Ridgeville, and we just trumped Tui.
John's in Menor, ready to play this game. It's Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Hey, John, how are you?
Good, and you?
Doing well. Ready for you to play this round of Trump Tui, see if you can win that limited edition I Trump Tui t-shirt. So whenever you are ready, go ahead and ask Jen to leave the room.
Jen, can you leave the room?
I sure can. Good luck, John.
John is ready. Producer Stevie joining me in the studio. She's ready. Obviously, we're going to ask you five questions. The timer is involved to make sure, you know, once again, just make sure you give me the answer before you hear that buzzer. When you're done answering the five questions, then we will grab Jen from the hall. We will play a quick song so we can do so and then ask her the same five questions and see if you can make it back to back losses. All right, here we go. Question number one. Zara Larsson shared her personal pop star Mount Rushmore, explaining, "My four are the people that raised me." And she named Christina Aguilera, Celine Dion, Beyonce, and Whitney Houston. So if you had to pick one pop star to put on your own personal Mount Rushmore, who would you be picking? That is the question for question one.
Christina Aguilera.
Question number two. Kelly Pickler is set to make a rare return to the spotlight with an appearance on American Idol. This special episode will also bring back original hosts Paula Abdul and Randy Jackson, marking a meaningful reunion on Monday's episode. Did Kelly Pickler actually win American Idol? Yes or no?
No.
Question number three. J-Lo. Jennifer Lopez is taking to LinkedIn to promote her new Netflix movie, Office Romance. She's updating her virtual CV and reflecting some of her most loved movie jobs. Speaking of her movies, what is the name of the 2001 rom-com that she starred in alongside Matthew McConaughey?
Oh, man.
Oh, there's the buzzer on that one. We'll go ahead and move to question number four. And Cara Delevingne is launching a music career. She's a model. She's an actress. She revealed on Instagram that she's going to be headlining her first shows this summer. And which John Green novel, turned film, did Cara play the role of Margot? It was either in Paper Towns or The Fault in Our Stars.
Paper Towns.
Question number five. Casper the Friendly Ghost may be coming back in series form. Disney has announced that they're going to be developing a new Casper. This is a kind of a live action series to air on Disney Plus. Now, in 1995, in that movie, which was called Casper, what is the name of the mansion where Casper lives?
Oh. I don't remember.
I actually have no idea.
It's been a long time.
It absolutely
pre
is.
Pre me.
It is pre you. That's true. All right. Let's see how John did. We're going to grab Jen from the hallway, bring her back in. She's going to answer those same five questions in 3 minutes.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's continue this round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Jen Tui back in the studio. John of Mentor answering five questions a minute ago. How did John do?
John got three.
There you go, John. You did well. Three
of
five.
Nice. Good job.
Trying to win that limited edition t-shirt. Yeah, it was really, really well done. So we're going to ask Jen the same five questions, obviously. Timer's still involved. Let's get to it. Question number one. Zara Larsson shared her personal pop star Mount Rushmore, and she explained, "My four are the people that raised me." And she named Christina Aguilera, Celine Dion, Beyonce, and Whitney Houston. So we're having fun with this. If you were to pick one pop star to add to your Mount Rushmore, who would it be?
Lady Gaga.
There you go. Lady Gaga. Good choice. Question number two. Kelly Pickler is set to make a rare return to the spotlight with an appearance on American Idol. This episode, the special episode, is going to bring back original host Paula Abdul and also Randy Jackson, marking a very meaningful reunion on Monday's episode. Did Kelly Pickler win American Idol? Yes or no?
No.
Question number three. J-Lo, Jennifer Lopez, is taking to LinkedIn to promote her new Netflix movie, Office Romance. She's updated her virtual CV and also reflected on some of her most loved movie jobs. Speaking of, what is the name of the 2001 rom-com starring J-Lo alongside Matthew McConaughey?
The Wedding Planner. I love that movie.
It's great. Question number four. Cara Delevingne is launching a music career. She's a model. She's an actress. She revealed on Instagram that she's going to be playing her first shows this summer. In which John Green novel turned film did Cara play the role of Margot? It was either Paper Towns or The Fault in Our Stars. Paper Towns. Question number five.
Jen,
wait, what's it
one?
Called? Paper Town?
Paper Towns.
Paper Towns.
Mm-hmm. Fault in Our Stars is Shailene Woodley.
That's what I meant.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Close, though.
I didn't.
Well, That means you got to get this one or we'll have a tiebreaker.
Oh, great. I love the tiebreaker. It's so fun.
All right.
I do.
Question number five. Casper the Friendly Ghost may be coming back series
what?
Form. I know it's exciting.
Wasn't there a song, Casper the Friendly Ghost? What was that?
What was it?
I can't remember.
Disney has announced that they're developing a new Casper live-action series to air on Disney+. In the 1995 movie Casper, what is the name of the mansion where Casper lives?
Casper's Castle. What do you mean a live action of Casper the Friendly Ghost? How's there a live ghost?
Stay tuned for Monday's Jen and Tim show.
I'm also wondering that.
Live action.
Yeah.
That was weird.
Whipstaff Manor, which I never would have known.
But no.
That's a deep question five. I like that one, though. I like that because you never meet. Always in this manor. You know what it's called. All right. So where are we at now?
We are tied at three.
How fun.
Let's get to a tiebreaker question.
Can't wait.
We know how this works. The timer is still involved.
I can't wait to hear the question. It's always
Ain't
so
that,
easy.
The it's timer, so the tiebreaker.
The tiebreaker.
She just hates this game.
At this point.
I love this game. I love it so much.
A lot
much.
Of hate. The so John. We
no,
got
just the tiebreaker.
We've got the...
And the timer. That's it.
The timer is still involved. We're going to ask you a question closest to the actual number without going over. Whoever can hit that, that's going to be today's winner. All right, we're going to go back. Why not? Let's go back to Casper.
Let's.
You love the question so much. Let's go back to
so
question
much.
Number five. When did how many years ago did the original cartoon Casper the Friendly Ghost air? How many years ago did that thing air? All right, here is your timer.
33
years ago.
Oh, geez. I went way higher. I wrote down 50.
It's a cut. 81 years ago.
That's how old Casper is?
81 years ago, Casper the Friendly Ghost was a short film. It was a cartoon.
Oh.
Sorry, John. Now I'm excited, though, to see how they portray him in live action.
Which is a great question.
I mean.
Who's portraying Casper? 216.
And how?
The AI, probably.
Of course.
Yeah.
Now you ruined it.
Way to go, Steve.
I hate that you're right.
That's not live action, then. That's AI action.
Everybody else will be.
Yeah, well.
Live.
Hey, John. You took her to the brink, man. We took her to the tiebreaker question. You did a great job. We appreciate you playing the game, but you know what you need to say.
I got trumped by Tui.
Oh.
Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday you'll hear us and see us chatting with big name celebrities.
And every Monday you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.